Now, listen to this. Overdoses are now the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. According to preliminary data compiled by the New York Times, deaths last year likely topped 59,000, and that's 19% more than the year before. In Ohio, they were up even more, and Dean Reynolds is there.
On May 26th, Cleveland Police Sergeant Timothy Maffo's body camera was running as he approached a man slumped in a car and, it turned out, minutes from a fatal drug overdose. Three applications of Narcan, the anti-overdose drug, and the victim finally started coming around.
Welcome back, brother.
Sergeant Maffo says it's become a grim routine.
Have you encountered the same person twice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty common.
There were 11 overdoses just last night in Cleveland, two of them fatal. In Ohio, at least 4,100 people died from unintentional drug overdoses last year, a 36% increase from 2015, when the state led the nation in the rate of overdose deaths. Kentucky, West Virginia, and New Hampshire have also experienced shocking increases, as has the East Coast generally. Most of it tied to heroin or prescription painkillers called opioids, often laced with a powerful narcotic known as fentanyl. In Ohio alone, nearly 4 billion opioid pills were prescribed between 2011 and 2015. Even the state's lieutenant governor, Mary Taylor, recently disclosed that her two sons are now battling opioid addiction. Thomas Gilson is the medical examiner for Cuyahoga County.
If you look at how many people die in this country from opiate overdose, we're looking at, you know, same number of casualties in the entire Vietnam conflict.
The crisis affects rich and poor, white and black, old and young. Last Thursday, the 911 operator in Akron received this call from a 9-year-old.
This is Akron 911. What's the emergency?
My brother is not breathing.
How old is your brother?
1.
It's unclear how the child got the opioid in his system, but he died on Sunday.
Ohio is now suing 5 big drug companies which manufacture prescription painkillers, charging that they knowingly minimize the risks of addiction.